Good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marlon Dale Ferreira for Cricket on the Go. Cricket on the Go wishes to bring you the day's coverage at the end of day three of the second test match played between England and New Zealand at Edgbaston. Our story is titled New Zealand All Set to Win Test Match and Series. New Zealand took a firm grip on the second and final cricket test against England at Birmingham as they reduced the home team to just 122 for 9 on the fourth day, a lead of just 37 runs. Faced with a first innings deficit of 85 runs, England had to depend on their tail enders to make certain the Kiwis need to bat again when Mark Wood and Ollie Stone took the total from 76 for 7 with a stand of 44 runs. The pair of Wood and Stone could have carried on until the close with just 5 overs of the day's quota left if not for a rash stroke played by Wood with the total at 120, leaving his partner Stone stranded. Wood played some team-lifting shots without any risks involved, but with paceman Neil Wagner coming on to bowl, he appeared to be carried away by his dominance of the bowlers, and in an attempt to hit the left armour out of the ground, he only succeeded in skying the ball for wicketkeeper Tom Blundell to get under and take the simple catch. Wood made 29, the top scorer so far in the innings with 5 fours after the top and middle order collapse that included the wicket of Joe Root for 11. The next batsman, Stuart Broad, did not last long as he opened his stance allowing a ball from paceman Trent Boal to beat him and shatter his stumps. Stone, unbeaten on 15, and last man James Anderson negotiated the day's final 2 overs as New Zealand looked set to wrap up the match ahead of their World Test Championship final against India, which starts on the 18th of June. This is Marlon Dale Ferreira signing off for Cricket on the Go.